Sam, perhaps one of the most talked about new laws this year has to do with legalized recreational marijuana. Give us a quick recap.
Yeah, so state lawmakers, businesses, and the public have really been anticipating the start of this. Quick recap is the sales will begin January 1st. If you're a resident of the state, you get to have 30 grams of the flower, and if you're an out-of-stater, you get to have half of that. Folks that are going to work or have to go to school will have to follow their individual employer or their school's policy. A lot of those places are drug-free. And state officials are expecting several hundred million dollars in new tax money from the sales within the next year alone. Remember, too, Sean, that this law also included the expungement of hundreds of thousands of people's records who were arrested for low-level pot convictions. And State Senator Toy Hutchinson, who's now the state's cannabis czar, said that that's probably the most important part of it.
So to characterize this as anything other than the strongest, most equity-centric thing that is happening in the country right now is offensive on its face.
So plenty of flags have been raised about whether or not there's going to be enough supply and if local law enforcement agencies will be able to keep up with what might be a backlog of convictions, but we'll have to see.
Let's move on to a few other new laws of note, a lot of which have to do with driving.
Yeah, so both title and license plate registration fees are all going up this year. There's a $50 increase on most cars and at least a $100 increase on most types of trucks and semis. They're all raised in order to pay for the state's $45 billion capital plan that's going to be fixing up roads and bridges over the next couple of years, and that will fund other transportation projects. And if you want to trade in your old car to get a new one, chances are you're going to be paying a higher tax in order to do that. Lawmakers approved lowering the cap on trade-ins from $20,000 to $10,000. So that basically means you're going to pay tax on any trade-in valued at $10,000 or above that amount. The Auto Dealers Association, when I talked with them, they're not too happy about that one. There's also a couple of new laws doubling down on drivers who are speeding through construction zones, who are passing school buses with their stop signs out. The fines for both of those crimes are going up. And of particular note is the changes to Scott's law, which requires drivers to go and make room and slow down for an emergency vehicle. State Police Director Brendan Kelly talked about that earlier this year. There have been more than a dozen Illinois state troopers that have been hit or killed by drivers who didn't do that.
And Sam, we're also going to see a minimum wage increase that takes effect with the first of the year.
That's right. By an entire dollar, that's one of several minimum wage increases that are taking effect. The state is kind of on its way up to $15 an hour. That will take effect in 2025. There's also a new law that will require employers to give tips to minimum wage workers within about 2 weeks of them receiving it. That's to account for credit card payments and things like that. In education, there were a couple of things that happened too. If you're a student that performs within the top 10% of your high school graduating class, you get to go to either Northern, Southern, Eastern, or Western Illinois universities. You get automatically accepted. High schoolers will also now be able to take career prep or technical education courses in place of a math course.
Well, finally, another big topic that was under the Capitol Dome this year was addressing what many have described as a culture of harassment at the state capitol. That combined with the fallout from the Me Too movement, it seems to have led state lawmakers to pass some new laws pushing back against sexual harassment. What are some of those?
Yes, survivors of sexual assault now have even more protections under new Illinois laws. Employers of all sizes will now have to provide anti-harassment training for their employees. That's based on a model the Department of Human Rights is going to come up with, and they're going to provide a course for free. Now, employers can also not use non-disclosure agreements except in some limited cases. Sponsor Ann Williams said that that was needed to encourage more folks to come forward, since those were things that were often used to stifle an employee's ability to come forward about sexual violence in the workplace. Also of big note, the statute of limitations for sexual assault is now removed, so any survivor can now pursue charges against a harasser at any time.